This podcast discusses content that may be triggering for some listeners. Please be advised, discussions include gambling language, types of gambling, and addiction.
Hello, and welcome to the Hidden Addiction Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by the New York Council on Problem Gambling. Across New York State, we have 7 problem gambling resource centers dedicated to connecting individuals to care. We're here to increase awareness about problem gambling and advocate for treatment and support for persons adversely affected by problem gambling. Gambling is defined as risking something of value on a game of chance for a desired reward. Problem gambling or even gambling addiction can affect anyone at any time in their life. It might not be talked about or even overlooked because it often can be easily hidden for a long time. Our hope is this podcast shines a light on problem gambling and we can share resources and information to help those who need us. The views and opinions shared by guests may not reflect the views and opinions of the New York Council on Problem Gambling.
Hello, and welcome to the latest edition of the Hidden Addiction Podcast. Thank you for joining us as always. My name is Jeffrey Weirs-Bickey. I am the team leader out in the Western New York area with the Western Problem Gambling Resource Center. And we have a really exciting topic today, and I love when our topics line up with something that's going on in for the month. We have different national months all the time. November is National Veterans and Military Appreciation Month, and I will briefly introduce Pam, but then I'll have Pam say hello. Pam works with our special population. She's our Bureau Director of Prevention, and veterans have been a topic within the New York Council on Problem Gambling. We have programs for veterans, so it's really great to be able to talk about this. And I'll give you a second, Pam, if you could introduce yourself and say hello.
Hey, Jeffrey. Thank you so much for having me today. My name is Pam Brenner-Davis. I am the Bureau Director for Prevention and Special Programs for the New York Council on Problem Gambling. I'm based on Long Island. I was formerly the team leader for the Long Island Problem Gambling Resource Center. And since the time I started with the PGRC system back in 2021, I've really taken a special interest in focusing attention on this veterans population within the problem gambling field. So I'm super excited to talk about this today.
Thanks, Pam. It is super important. And as we know in the field, and when you were a team leader on Long Island, we got to know each other. We've worked together for years. And it seems the more... So I came from working with runaway and homeless youth, and then I got into this field and working with addiction and stuff. As I learned more and as we see more studies and research done, it seems like veterans are an active military and military family are at a higher risk for a lot of different types of addiction, mental health. And that's no different when it comes to gambling. So, Pam, why are veterans at a higher risk for developing gambling problems and experiencing gambling harms?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that there's a lot of risk involved in all sorts of avenues and populations when it comes to problem gambling. But the veterans and military is one that, again, is of particular interest to me. And I don't think there's a ton of research. There are some great people doing great research in the country, but there's still so much we don't know and don't understand. There's a couple of theories and there is some data. So starting with the fact that the U.S. active military itself, about 41% of our active military are under the age of 25. So we know from the work that we do as TLs and of course across the state that those young folks under the age of 25 are just especially at risk. So combine that with the fact that we know that folks in the military are more likely to be risk takers themselves, to have those sort of personality traits that can create that increased likelihood of developing an addiction. There's also cultural factors involved in being part of the military. So our former coworker, John Crandall, who really did a lot of work in this area when he was with the council and continues to do great work in the veterans community, always talked about the hurry up and wait culture in the military, right? So you have to be where you need to be and then you get there and there's nothing for you to do. Wagering and betting in those arenas becomes very common and very popular. So you see people that are risk takers that are under the age of 25 and have nothing to do except stand around and perhaps bet.
Pam, I love talking to you because I learn something new and I think of things a different way every time we chat. And when you say risk takers and tending to be risk takers joining the military, and then the under 25 and all those things add up and make so much sense. With the current landscape with gambling, especially in New York State, We're seeing this massive expansion on mobile devices. Is that contributing to this? How is that connected to the higher risk factors as well? Do we see that same connection with the mobile aspect of betting when it comes to the military that we do with some of the other younger people, say, on college campuses?
Yeah, I mean, sure. I can't speak in hard and fast data, but I can say, and we can all say here at the council, that as we increase availability and accessibility to gambling and wagering activities, we are increasing the problem that people are facing. The more you're able to do it, the more likely it is that you're going to develop a problem. So folks able to access cell phones and mobile devices all over the world and engage in betting is certainly something to it, as well as just the old-fashioned poker games. Everywhere you go, you can bring a deck of cards with you. You can bring a pair of dice with you. We know that overseas military bases still host slot machines and card rooms. They generate over $100 million a year through the US. And for so many people, again, that under 25 in the military, that group, that's often the first time that they have the opportunity to engage in gambling activity. And so it's early exposure and it starts them down a path that sometimes can be a very long and painful one.
And you're right. There are military all over the world, and regulations are different. So it probably also helps contribute to that. And like you said, with, there is the hurry up and wait, just a lot of time to try to figure out what to do and keep yourself busy in mobile devices. I think with younger people, I have three teenagers, I can't get them off their phones. It's constantly changing new things that they can do. So the New York Council on Problem Gambling focuses on different populations and has a veterans program. What is the New York Council on Problem Gambling doing to help address that and to direct some of the programming towards veterans and active military and families?
So if you go to our website, nyproblemgambling.org, we have a document resource repository that's regularly updated with any research that's being done globally when it comes to this population. We also have the Problem Gambling Resource Centers, and you can find your local PGRC at nyproblemgamblinghelp.org. And if you're not already connected with your PGRC, you just absolutely have to. They're your experts in the region on problem gambling. And for those folks that are connected with military organizations, your local VA, your veterans administrations, your nonprofits that serve veterans, we really want to connect with you just to have a better idea of what you're facing and how to better implement screening techniques, how to make sure that you are looking for this in the community that you're serving, and then how to connect them with care when people are inevitably impacted by gambling harm. So I would say that just in all the other special populations that we want to address, across the board, NYCPG is here for all New Yorkers who are adversely affected by gambling harm and making sure that the community has a strong understanding of what that harm looks like and how to seek help.
Awesome. And we'll make the link available. NYCPG has a webinar on November 10th. It's called Gambling Related Harms Among Veterans. So if any of the folks listening right now are interested in learning more about veterans and gambling harms, you can still register for that. It's November 10th from 12 to 1. And like Pam said on our website, on NYCPG website, there's a whole training catalog of different webinars that are coming up. So definitely check that out. And if you're not following your local PGRC on social media, also do that because a lot of our information and trainings do get put out on social media so you can stay in touch with what's going on and learn more on those topics. So NYCPG, Pam, and the local PGRCs, we do as much as we can and we're trying to roll out these programs. On the other end, though, are there any precautions or programs that the military has in place, whether it's for veterans or families, when it comes to gambling related services and gambling related harms? Is there any precautions that they're taking?
There's still a lot of work to be done in this area. I was pleased to find that in 2019, Congress took steps to mandate annual screenings for gambling addiction in the military, which was a huge step forward because we don't know what we don't know. And for those that have been impacted, just being screened is often the first step, even if they screen negative or they know how to answer the question so that they don't screen positive. It may start them down the path of thinking perhaps their gambling behavior is beyond control at that point. So having that mandatory screening is a great first step. Unfortunately, that screening runs up against a deeper problem that we don't have great resources within our military structure in treating folks for their addiction. So there are some great agencies that do work with veterans and can treat gambling harm, but we need to build a better infrastructure within the local VAs and within our broad federal VA system to be able to treat that for dedicated funding to treat gambling addiction. And again, that's where our local PGRC system here in New York State, our NYCPG, and our relationships with our local nonprofit providers really come into play, because you're the experts in your communities. You're the experts on working with veterans within your communities. How can we interface and provide our expertise in the field of gambling harm, your expertise in the field of working with veterans, to make sure that we are connecting with those individuals that are impacted, with the families that are impacted, to make sure that people are being adequately screened and moving into a recovery area that is long-term and sustainable for them, with the additional influences that come from being part of the military and a member of the veteran community.
Thanks. And if you are a member of the military, if you're a veteran, if you have family members, if you know someone who is struggling with gambling harms, you can call 877-8-HOPE-NY. That's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can also visit nyproblemgamblinghelp.org to find your local PGRC that can help you get connected with help. We have an amazing group of people that answer those phone calls. We also, as we mentioned in one of our other podcasts, we do have peers across the state now that have really offer a new perspective for people and offer that hope that they're looking for. So feel free to reach out to your local PGRC. So outside of people needing help, and what can folks do if someone's listening right now and they want to get involved? They want, you know, they might be part of an organization that might be able to, that is looking at gambling harms, is incorporating things. What can people do to kind of help?
So get involved with the PGRCs, participate in a training. As you mentioned, November 10th, we have our training coming up just to focus on veterans and military. But our training center offers a plethora of information for folks, from community members up through trained clinicians who want to learn more about how to work with individuals, how to understand gambling harm and how it's impacting our communities. Being a champion of change, which is the theme of our conference in 2026, we encourage people to reach out and participate in our conference and learn more about how gambling harm is really impacting us on a regional level and on a statewide level, and the ways that being involved with the New York Council on Problem Gambling can allow you the opportunity to make change in your own community.
As Pam mentioned, the New York Council on Problem Gambling Annual Conference on Problem Gambling is March 10th through the 12th. It's, as Pam mentioned, Champions of Change. Pam, is there anything that you want to share that maybe we didn't cover about veterans, family members, that we might want to add before we wrap up here?
I think we're going to cover so much more in the training, and I really encourage people to participate in that. The thing that I always want to drive home is that gambling harm looks different. Addiction looks different in every single person. And when you're looking at your military family member or your veteran family member, and you know something's not right, but you don't know what it is, and you look to the traditional alcohol, you look to substances, you look to depression and anxiety, often we just miss gambling because it's so much a part of our day-to-day lives. It's on Monday night football, baseball games, playoff season, and fantasy, and all of these different types of things. And we don't necessarily see how it can really have a negative impact on somebody's well-being because it seems so normal. So I would just really encourage people to shift their lens a little bit and think, could this be part of the problem?
You're awesome, Pam. Thank you. And it's a hidden addiction, and we've aptly named our podcast The Hidden Addiction because you're right. It does look different. It looks different for everybody. There's no face to gambling harms, gambling addiction. So again, I do want to say thank you to all of those in the military, your families, veterans, and those who have made the ultimate sacrifice. We really do appreciate everything that you have done for us. And again, make sure you attend that webinar, November 10th, 12 to 1 p.m., Gambling-Related Harms Among Veterans. Our annual conference is March 10th through 12th, Champions of Change. And we look forward to speaking to you again next month for the next edition of the Hidden Addiction Podcast. Thanks, Pam.
Thanks, Jeff.